Continuing on with the media created propaganda about Spain, they call this atrocity propaganda when the newspapers report on terrible crimes against humanity to drum up support for a war. Moving on, if you'll see number five there, America did finally decide to send the USS Maine battleship into Havana Harbor to protect, quote-unquote, the Americans that were in Cuba. The ship shortly thereafter was blown up, and all of the newspapers, particularly William Randolph Hearst and Pulitzer, they blamed the Spanish for the explosion on the ship. Later on, subsequent investigation proved that there was a so-called accident in the boiler room of the ship, and Spain didn't blow it up at all. But this became the reason for the war, and you can see number six, our president did get a war resolution from Congress, and at that point, they immediately decided to go in. They blockaded Cuba, and Spain also jumped into the act and had no choice at this point but to declare war to protect its colonial possessions. However, you'll notice on number seven there in the outline, the United States didn't actually invade Cuba first. They went to the Philippines, which of course is on the other side of the world, over in the Pacific Ocean, Southern Pacific, which happened to be, as you see, a Spanish colony. So we did have a battle there in Manila Bay. We, of course, went straight for the capital. There was a Spanish squadron of ships there, which was defeated by our Admiral Dewey. Notice that he came from the British colony of Hong Kong. They did blockade or cut off Manila, and they allowed our troops to enter. We were really only successful on the ground in the Philippines with the help of the existing rebel leader and president, Emilio Aguinaldo. And he did a lot because it was his leadership and the respect that the troops of the Philippines had for him which helped us to get into the Philippines and take over their capital. Aguinaldo had felt that we would help him to get his independence for the Philippines. However, the minute the Spanish were gone, the United States said, "Thank you very much, Emilio, but now we're going to take the Philippines for ourselves." Obviously, Aguinaldo felt betrayed, and so he basically decided to start a three-year guerrilla war against the United States to kick the new foreign invader out because he had been betrayed by the Americans. We then fought for 3 years, burning villages, torturing, raping, executions. 100,000 Filipinos died in this three-year war. And we were at last able to take the Philippines away from Aguinaldo. And they remained in American possession officially until about 1946. Moving back to Cuba, we did refocus our attention to that part of the world. And this is where Teddy Roosevelt comes in. And in a moment, we'll talk about his involvement with the Rough Rider Cavalry in Cuba.